Cincinnati Black Historic Sites that tell the past, present and future of our city. Share this. Learn more about your heritage with these Cincinnati Black Historic Sites. The whole family can enjoy Cincinnati Black Historic Sites. Cincinnati played a considerable part in abolitionism. In the 1800s, African Americans came to the area. The black community was attracted to jobs considered unfavorable to most other groups. A significant influx of free African Americans, newly freed slaves, and escaped slaves found Cincinnati appealing. This means there are Cincinnati Black Historic Sites everyone living in or visiting the city should see. Everyone can delve into rich African American history. Visitors do not have to wait for Black History Month. Check out these historic sites today. Receive our newsletter for all things Black Cincinnati. Groups created by VOYCAACC list Voice of Black Cincinnati Research Participants Black Leaders. Cincinnati Black Historic Sites. Allen Temple AIM Church. 7080 Reading Road, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45237. Bond Hill. Allen Temple AIM Church is the oldest operating African American church since 1824. The mission was to provide more freedom and autonomy for worship for blacks. Done so while influencing positive change toward racial equality and community empowerment. Black Brigade Monument. 8 West Maring Way, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45202. The Banks. The Black Brigade was formed in 1862 to construct barricades to defend Cincinnati from Confederate attacks. Initially, members of the Black Brigade were forced into service. Then, after a public outcry, 718 African American men volunteered for the service and formed the Black Brigade. This was the first piece of public art commissioned in Smale Riverfront Park. Dehart Hubbard Plaque. Riverfront Transit Center, underneath 2nd Street, The Banks, the Walnut Hills High School graduate grew up in Avondale. William Dehart Hubbard was the first black athlete to win an individual Olympic gold medal. In the 1924 games, Hubbard won gold in the long jump, and then the following year, set the world record. Hubbard also founded the Cincinnati Tigers, a Negro League baseball team, in 1934. Ezzard Charles Statue. 500 Ezzard Charles Drive, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45214. The West End. Ezzard Charles is a Cincinnati legend. More than a heavyweight champion of the world, Ezzard Charles was a West End resident, entrepreneur, and Renaissance man. He was permanently recognized with a bronze statue and plaza commemorating his life and legacy. Harriet Beecher Stowe House. 2950 Gilbert Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45206, Walnut Hills. Harriet Beecher Stowe and her husband were involved in anti-slavery movements and occasionally assisted fugitive slaves along the Underground Railroad. Related article. Public art and history tours for African Americans in Cincinnati. James Bradley Statue. Riverside Drive, Covington, Kentucky, 41011. Covington, a bronze statue of James Bradley sitting on a park bench, reading a book, overlooks the Ohio River in Covington. It's a contemplative piece by sculptor George Danhires as part of Cincinnati's bicentennial in 1988. John P. Parker House. 300 North Front Street, Ripley, Ohio. Ripley, John P. Parker was among the first African Americans to receive patents for his inventions at the foundry. Parker became an active member of the Underground Railroad in Ripley from his house on the Ohio River. John Rankin House. 6152 Rankin Hill Road, Ripley, Ohio. Ripley. Learn how the Rankin family and nearby communities helped the enslaved find freedom. Step inside one of Ohio's best documented and most active Underground Railroad stations. King Records. 1540 Brewster Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45207. Evanston, King Records recorded in hillbilly, Appalachian folk, bluegrass, country, jazz, doo-wop, R&B, funk, and soul. Some of King Records' most notable recording artists and associated acts include James Brown, Lula Reed, Hank Ballard, Vicki Anderson, Bootsy Collins, Philip Paul, and the Delmore Brothers. King Records was one of the first racially integrated businesses in Cincinnati. Marion Spencer Statue. 8 West Maring Way, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45202. The Banks. Marion Spencer was the first African-American woman elected to the Cincinnati City Council. She worked with the Board of Education to desegregate schools. She led the boycott and demonstrations that resulted in Cincinnati's Coney Island's desegregation in 1955. Mrs. Spencer was the first female president of the Cincinnati NAACP chapter. National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. 50 East Freedom Way, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45202. The banks, rooted in the stories of the Underground Railroad, the Freedom Center illuminates the true meaning of inclusive freedom. It presents exhibits that inspire, programming that provokes dialogue and action, and educational resources that equip. Related article. Explore Black History in Kentucky. Taft Museum. 316 Pike Street, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45202. Downtown, the Taft Museum has the most impressive murals painted in 1843 by Robert Scott Duncanson. He is the first internationally recognized African-American painter. The still-running Duncanson Artist-in-Residence program was established in 1986. The program honors the achievements of contemporary African-American artists working in various disciplines. The Mance Hotel. 2920 Monfort Street, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45206, Walnut Hills. The Mance Hotel accommodated African American people and events when African Americans were not allowed to stay in other downtown hotels because of racial segregation. The Mance Hotel was listed in the Negro Motorist Green Book from the 1940s through the 1960s. It has also been listed on the National Register of Historic Places since August 8, 2019. It had a $13.2 million refurbishment before becoming the Mance Apartments in 2021. United American Cemetery. Duck Creek Road and Strathmore Drive, Cincinnati, Ohio, Madisonville. This cemetery is said to be the oldest African American cemetery. It was founded in 1844 by the United Colored American Association. The United Colored Association's early officers included Robert Gordon. He was a former slave who came to Cincinnati in 1847 and became a wealthy coal dealer. Union Baptist Cemetery. 4933 Cleves-Warsaw Pike, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45238, Price Hill. The cemetery is the oldest Baptist African American cemetery in Cincinnati, founded in 1864 by members of the Union Baptist Church. Wright House Bed and Breakfast. 80 West State Street, Springboro, Ohio, 45066, Springboro. Jonathan Wright founded the Jonathan Wright Home in 1815. It was built as an underground railroad site and now is a bed and breakfast. Related article. African American museums to visit across the country. Black Cincinnatians can bring more attention to these sites by visiting. Also, talk to senior relatives and see what they know. Please let us know if we have missed any standing sites at the Voice of Black Cincinnati. Need more historical sites? Check out these Ohio historical attractions that pay homage to the state's rich heritage. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources also offers a collection of historic locations. Black History Resources. Interested in learning more about Cincinnati's Black history? Check out the following Black History Resources. National Archives Library of Congress PBS History.com. Written by Crystal Kendrick. The Voice of Black Cincinnati is a media company designed to educate, recognize, and create opportunities for African Americans. Want to find local news, events, job posting, scholarships, and a database of local Black-owned businesses? Visit our homepage, explore other articles, subscribe to our newsletter, like our Facebook page, join our Facebook group, and text VOBC to 513-270-3880. Cincinnati Black Historic Sites images provided by copyright, MC Stock, Adobe Stock. Share this.